We're trying to take your mind off the trip. Triple Team Traffic now. Here's Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
But we do need to tell you, you're still going to see slowing southbound I-15 from 3300 South all the way down to 90th South. And we got something going on I-80 over in Sugar House right at 1300 East. Got emergency vehicles on the overpass. We've got cars to the right shoulder, both eastbound and westbound. The eastbound side is actually very slow. And then out on the Wasatch back, US 40 is single file from Kearns Boulevard almost all the way back to I-80. Dave Meekum.
Making that commute from the Salt Lake Valley into the Utah County area going to be a rough drive for you. Those delays really don't break up much for you from the south end transitioning into Utah County. You're going to be in those delays from Bluffdale all the way over the point of the mountain, all the way down past 2100 North and into Lehigh, close to Lehigh Main Street. It looks like the delays northbound that we've been dealing with coming up between American Fork and Lehigh Main Street are starting to thin out a little bit, though. The worst of that is going to be now between American Fork Main Street and Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
Well, Box Elder County's probably got the slowest traffic southbound right now up north, basically between Willard Bay State Park, Perry area, down to South Willard, SR 126. That is a crest that is still clearing there off to the right. It does look like the Davis County delays really not improving, but not getting worse between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89, though, you got delays coming up from I-15 and spots up towards SR 193. UDOT construction alert planned for ramp closure on I-215. The ramp from northbound I-215 to westbound SR 201 is closed for up to 30 days. Drivers should use alternate routes. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.